say, touch in the neck to all of you. And as you know, today is a very auspicious day. In general, this month is called Vesak month, according to the Tibetan lunar calendar. And this month is also called a month of 100,000s. So it means, or in Tibetan we call Bumjur Dawa. So it means whatever actions that we do in this month, in this holy month, then it multiplies into 100,000 times, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's positive or negative actions, all can be multiplied into 100,000 times. Because this is a month in which Prince Siddharth was born, and also Prince Siddharth attained enlightenment state under the Bodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. He was born in Lumbini and then attained enlightenment state in Bodh Gaya. And also this is the month that he entered into the Mahaparinirvana in Kushinaga, and also other noble activities were performed in this month, although not in the same year, but in this month. So because of all these holy activities happened in this month, it is called the month of 100,000 times. Vesak month is the name of the month, but especially we call Bumjur Dawa, or month of 100,000 times, because it multiplies into 100,000 times. This is due to the power of special month, due to the power of holy month. And especially for us, today is another special day, because as you know, today is the Mahaparinirvana day of our root guru, His Holiness the 41st Commentator Rinpoche's root guru, who is known as the Great Vajradhara Mahavan Lote Shenpen Ningbo, as His Holiness mentioned this morning. When Holiness was young, he attained or he received common and uncommon Lamjie teachings from the Great Vajradhara and also many other profound teachings or empowerments from his root guru, Mahavan Lote Shenpen Ningbo, the Great Vajradhara. So, generally, we have to be vigilant, we have to rely on mindfulness and conscientiousness and vigilance all the time, and especially on this holy month or special month, we should put extra effort and we should be more vigilant, more mindfulness, etc. Because whatever we do can be multiplied into 100,000 times. So, anyway, on this special occasion, I was asked to give a teaching on how to choose a guru. Actually, in the teaching it says we have to perceive Buddha as a doctor and his teachings as a medicine, and we the followers as a patient, and our own negative thoughts such as attachment, anger, ignorance, pride, stinginess, jealousy, and all these negative thoughts as sickness, and receiving teaching and following the teaching is like receiving the doctor's advice and following the doctor's advice and doing the treatment. So, therefore, it is important to do the practice with such perception, with such thought, and to practice Dharma, first and foremost, we need to rely on teacher. All the Dharmas can be combined into three kinds, or all the teachers or the guru can be combined into three categories, known as Vinaya teacher, Mahayana teacher, and Vajrayana teacher or guru. Vinaya teacher refers to the teacher of Pali tradition, Pali Buddhist tradition, and Mahayana refers to the Sanskrit Buddhist tradition or Sanskrit tradition, and then Vajrayana is part of Mahayana, so can be categorized into three main categories. So first, why it is important to have a teacher? Why it is important to have a guru? Then the answer is, there is a strong reason, there's a genuine reason why we have to rely on teacher. It can be explained through examples. First example is like a person who is blind. If a person who is blind and who is left in a big empty space, big empty land, then this blind person cannot go to anywhere. If he was not trained by any trainer, then this person has no ways or no means to go to any short or long destination. So, similarly, if one does not know anything, then this kind of ignorant person cannot make any progress on the spiritual path, because this person doesn't have any means or any ways to have the strength or to have the power to make any progress on the spiritual path. So, to such person, (clears throat) needs, such person needs the teacher or the spiritual master. And in the example, if this blind person is guided by a person with eye, then this guide can lead or help the blind person to reach the destination or to reach wherever this blind person wishes to go. The person with eye can help and can help this person to reach the destination. Similarly, by if he does not rely on the spiritual master, and if he doesn't have listening, thinking, and meditation on the Dhamma, then we are like a blind person, blind of not having the eye of wisdom. So without the eye of wisdom, without the eye of dharmic knowledge, not only we cannot gain liberation or enlightenment state, but also we will not know what is to be adopted and what is to be abandoned. So a person without spiritual guide, spiritual master, is like a blind person who is left on the empty land. And if we rely on spiritual master, then it's like we have, then it's like blind person having a guide. So through the guide of our spiritual master, we can gain higher rebirth in the next life, and also we can gain liberation from the whole samsara, and eventually we can attain Buddhahood or the enlightenment state. If we have the wish and if we put effort and if we practice, then through the spiritual master, we can easily achieve all these short and long-term goals. So, in short, our spiritual master is like a guide that has eye and guiding the blind person. And also, the second example is like the spiritual master is like a skillful doctor. When a person is sick, then at that time, when a person is having a severe sickness, then this person lost power. This person cannot do the actions that he or she normally does when they are healthy. They cannot do all this when they are sick. They lost power, they become weak, their body become weak, very weak, and they lost strength, power, and energy. And to recover from the sickness, they must rely on skillful doctor. Although sometimes they eat their own medicines without relying on doctor, but to cure the real sickness, one needs to rely on skillful doctor or good doctor. Similarly, at the moment, we as the followers of Lord Buddha, we are like the patient, because we have the sickness of karma and mental affliction. And this is generated by the ignorance, not knowing what is to be adopted and what is to be abandoned. So, person with these mental afflictions are like person, we can say this is the person who is tormented by this sickness of mental affliction. And if we really wish to gain liberation from the whole samsara, which is in the nature of suffering, then we must rely on spiritual master who is like a good doctor. And not only rely on spiritual master, but then after relying, then we need to practice the Dharma, which is like the medicine. And through this, we can recover from the sickness of mental afflictions and its result, which is none other than the sufferings of the samsara. So, therefore, the spiritual master is like a doctor. And then, third example, our spiritual master is like a magnifying glass. Even though there's a blue sky and there's a great sunshine in the sky, and on the land there's a dry grass, although they have direct contact between the sun and the dry grass, but this dry grass cannot receive the real energy of the sun, because this sun cannot burn this dry grass directly. And in ancient time, to get this energy of the sun to the dry grass, in between we need this magnifying glass. So what it does is, if you put the magnifying glass above the dry grass, not so far from the dry grass, so first the magnifying glass receives the energy of the sun into the magnifying glass, then this magnifying glass passes down the energy of the sun to the dry grass. So through this way, this dry grass can be burned. And nowadays, it's like a solar system, solar panel. So it's like a solar panel. Although there's a sun in the sky and there's a water underneath, but the sun cannot make the water hot. But through the solar panel, so solar panel receives the energy of the sun and then passes down to the water. So through this way, through the solar panel, the water can receive the energy of the sun, and water can make water can become hot through the solar panel. So water can receive the energy of the sun through the solar panel, not directly, but through the solar panel. So similarly, although Buddha has compassion to all the beings without any exception, but due to our own lack of merit, lack of fortune, we don't see Buddha directly. And we cannot receive the Buddha's teaching directly. But through this spiritual master, so the spiritual master is like a magnifying glass or like a solar panel. So master has a teaching lineage, unbroken teaching lineage from Buddha up until now. So master has this teaching lineage and master has this blessings of this teaching, and then master passes down this teaching lineage or the blessings to the followers. So master, our spiritual master, is like the solar panel or like the magnifying glass. So through the spiritual master, we the followers can receive the teachings of Buddha, blessings of Buddha, teaching lineage of the Buddha in an unbroken way through our spiritual master. So generally, Buddha's blessings is prevailed to all the beings, just like sun prevails to all the places, or sun shines to all the directions. But without the solar panel, water cannot become hot, just or water cannot receive the solar energy or the power. Similarly, without the spiritual master, we the followers cannot receive Buddha's teaching or Buddha's blessing. So therefore, through the master, we can receive the teachings, we can receive the blessings. So therefore, the spiritual master is like a magnifying glass or the solar panel. So one might think, sometimes we don't need to rely on a spiritual master or teacher, because nowadays we can search many information about Dharma through internet, through social media, and also we can buy many books in person or through online. So we don't need a teacher. We can read by ourselves and understand the meaning and then just practice. So we don't need any teacher to guide us, to lead us. Although through the books, just through the books or through social media, one can receive information, one can receive teaching, one can gain knowledge about Dharma, but it is not the same. And the teacher has the blessing, the unbroken teaching, unbroken blessings of Dharma or unbroken teaching lineage and unbroken blessings that have been passed down from Buddha up until now without any gap. And also, some teachings is not easy to understand. And also, there are many teachings that we cannot understand just by looking or using a dictionary. One word can have many different meanings depending on different contexts. So all these different meanings of one word we cannot find in dictionary. We need the teacher to explain. We need the teacher to guide. And also, the main thing is we need the blessing, unbroken blessings of Buddha and our lineage masters. So it is important to have guru. And then the next one is like today's topic, how to choose a guru. So we need a guru first. First, it is important to know we really need a guru. We really need a spiritual master. Then the second point is how to find guru or how to choose a guru. It is important to choose the right guru, the right spiritual master, because spiritual master is something that we are choosing not only for a few months or a few years or a few decades or for only this life. Once we choose the right guru, then we are praying that we will meet this guru not only in this life but life after life. We always have the guru. So, as you know, the deities have the honor of the race, another deity on their head. This symbolizes their guru. So even you attend Buddhahood, you still need a guru. Like Vaitara, in reality, Vaitara is a Buddha, enlightened being, but she still has the honor of the race, which is Amitabha. So Amitabha symbolizes the guru. So it is very important to choose the right guru. So how to choose a guru? We need to have thorough analyzation, thorough introspection. For example, in our life, we make a lot of inquiries or we try to get many information and try to do many research before buying a house. Because we wish to spend many months or many years in this house. So before buying, we had too many inquiries or many research where to buy, which house to buy. Not only that, even when we buy a car, we also do many research. Normally, houses will last more than cars. So the car does not last for so long time. In some countries, you cannot drive a car which is more than 10 years or 15 years old. So we cannot use the car, the same car, for so many years. But still, we make you do many research before buying a car. So even when we buy a house or car that will last for a few several years or a few decades, if you need to make if you need to do many research, then there's no need to mention that we must make analyze which guru to choose, because this guru is not just, it will last much, much longer than our own car or our own house, because this guru that we generate faith and devotion will last not only for several years or not only for a few decades, but for life after life. Some people might say, he was my guru and now no more. It's easy to say, but in reality, it is not the right way to do. Once you adopt as your guru, you must have faith. You must have unshakable faith. If you change your faith, first you have faith, and then later, after a few years or so, if you lost your faith, if you don't have faith, then it means your faith is not unshakable faith. Your faith is changeable. You can't change your guru just like you change your cars. It is not like that. You are adopting or you are relying on guru for a very special purpose, very meaningful purpose. So we cannot change like our cars. Cars we can change after a few years also, or after a few months also we can change. There's no issue. But we cannot change our guru like this. If we change like this, then we will not get blessing. We won't be a good spiritual person. We won't make any progress on the path. Instead, we are committing serious negative actions. So it is important to analyze. If we choose the wrong guru, then it's a very big mistake. Actually, choosing a guru is a very big decision. Much bigger than choosing house or choosing life partners. Normally in our worldly life, choosing the life partner seems to be a very big decision. But from the dharmic point of view, choosing the guru is much more important than choosing the life partner. Because when we say choosing a life partner, it means we are choosing a life partner that will last maximum for 5-6 decades or 7 decades. If one lives up to 100 years and if one has the life partner at 25 years of age, then to stay with this life partner for 75 years means one will reach 100 years. 25 plus 75 is 100 years. So it is very rare to stay together for 75 years in this life. So this is like a maximum that will last as a life partner. But as I said before, guru is not just for this life. In our prayers also, maybe it's here. Anyway, in the prayers we say, Gyawa Gundu Yanda Lama Tang Dalme Chegi Dala Longju Jing. So it means in every life, may we not be separate from the Guru and receive Dharma teachings from our Guru. This is how we pray. So, these prayers are not just to recite. We should follow the meaning of these profound prayers. So, it is important to choose Guru. Actually, the word Guru in India, they use for other teachers also, like mechanic teacher, also, I think they are called Guru by their own students. So, actually, the word Guru means heavy. Here, heavy means not just external object that is heavy. Here, it means the heavy of knowledge. So, Guru means one who has the knowledge, one who has lots of knowledge and becomes heavy, heavy of having lots of dharmic knowledge is referred as a guru. there are spiritual masters, there are different kinds, as I said before, I think. Spiritual masters according to the Vinaya tradition, spiritual master according to the Mahayana tradition in general, and especially spiritual master or guru according to the Vajrayana tradition or the Mantrayana tradition. Generally speaking, the master should have three main qualities. First, the master should have the pure moral conduct, or master should have the vows intact. It means not just keeping the vows. Actually, my pronunciation is not right. When I say V-O-W, I sound like W-O-W. But anyway, I mean V-O-W, wow. So anyway, if one just keep the vow on a superficial level, then it is not right. One should keep the vow purely from the depth of our own heart. So whatever vow that one has received, whether it's upasaka vow or novice vow or fully ordained vow or bodhicitta vow or mantrayana vow, whatever vow that one has received, one should keep this purely without disgracing it. So first is to have to keep the moral conduct purely, and second, the guru should have the wisdom, should know the meaning of Dharma, should have the knowledge of Dharma, should know the words and meaning of Dharma, or meaning of words and meaning of teachings. And also, the teacher should have the ability to clear all the doubts of the disciples, whatever disciples ask, teachers should be able to give the right answer and clarify their hesitation or doubt. And third quality is the teacher should teach with the right motivation, without any condition. If teacher is giving teaching in order to gain power, wealth, as offering, or followers, or fame, or title, then it is not right. The main thing is the teacher should give teachings with pure intention, with pure motivation. Pure motivation, in a sense, just to help others, with sincere wish to help others, or with the right motivation, like thought renunciation, infinite loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta. So with this right motivation, the teacher should give teachings to the followers. Just giving teaching will not earn great merit for teacher. Just giving teaching is not a meritorious deed. If the teacher is giving teaching with wrong intention, or with worldly intention, or with the intention to gain money, power, etc., then although teacher is giving teaching, but due to the lack of right motivation, due to the wrong intention or worldly intention, teacher will not earn any merit through teaching. Instead, teacher will have negative deeds through giving teaching because of wrong motivation or worldly motivation. So, in short, the teacher should have three main qualities. One is to keep the moral conduct purely. Second, to have knowledge on Dharma. And third, to have the right motivation. So, whether the teachers are great or not will be determined by the qualities, not by the title, not by fame, not by name. Titles are just a name. There's no real value. The real value is in the qualities. For example, nowadays there are many students who can get Acharya degree in India after studying philosophy for like 9 years, then they can get Acharya degree and they become Acharya. But we cannot compare these Acharyas with Acharya Shantideva, Acharya Dharmakirti, or Acharya, Chandrakirti, etc. If these great Acharyas like Shantideva or Dharmakirti or Chandrakirti come here now, then I have to bow down. Although I'm holding high title, higher than Acharya, but in reality, although they are just holding the title of Acharyas, but they are much, much higher than myself. So whether they are high or not does not depend on the title. It depends on the quality. It depends on realization. It depends on knowledge, not just on title. Although they are just holding the title of Acharya, but they are much, much higher than myself. We cannot, there's no comparison actually. It's incomparable. So, what I mean is, we should not judge a great teacher by title. We should judge whether they are great or not by quality, by knowledge. By attitude. Especially the guru in the Vajrayana tradition is very, very important. So, if one doesn't have qualities, then it is difficult to become a good or a great guru. So, teachers should have the qualities of the teacher. Without quality, if one claims as a teacher, then it is like beggar just saying, I'm the richest person in the whole world. If the beggar says like this, just by saying these words, it doesn't mean it. The beggar will not become the richest person in the whole world. Beggar can say, there's no restriction in saying, but it's a false claim. It's not a reality. So, as I said before, it is really important to have analyzation or examination. So nowadays, just by hearing there's a guru, one should not receive any teaching, one should not make dharmic connection. First, we should do some research by asking about this guru to others, and also oneself, checking their quality, their attitude, their intention. And once we are convinced that this can be our guru, then one can receive teaching and make the dharmic connection. And sometimes people just say root guru to any guru. But if one doesn't have any dharmic connection, this guru is a guru, but it's not my guru. Because to become my guru, the guru and myself should have dharmic connection. If I receive dharmic teaching from the guru, then it's my guru. if this guru has given many teachings to others, but not to myself, then at that time, this guru is guru for others, but not my guru, because I have not received any teachings or empowerment from this guru. So at that time, it's not my guru. It will only become my guru when we receive dharmic teachings or empowerments. Then it can become my guru. Or if this guru is our guru's guru, if this teacher or the master is our lineage guru, then it will become, although one has not received any direct teachings, but it will become my guru. Not the root guru, but a lineage guru. For example, today is the anniversary day of the great Vajradhara Ngawang Lodre Shenpen Yingbo, His Holiness Root Guru. So, although I have not seen him, because he passed away, or he entered into Mahapadinirvana long before I was born. So, it's not my direct guru or root guru, but Vajradhara Ngawang Lodre Shenpen Yingbo is my root guru's guru, so it's my lineage guru. So, it's, you can say my guru, because in the four lines of refuge prayers, the first line is taking refuge in the guru. And this guru refers not only to the root guru, this guru also refers to the lineage gurus. So it's, when we say I take refuge in the guru, it means I take refuge in root and lineage gurus. So although I have not received any direct teachings from root guru, from the Vajradhara Ngawang Lodre Shenpen Yingbo, but Vajradhara is my guru, my root, not my root guru, but my lineage guru. So it's also considered as my guru. So apart from that, if one doesn't have any connection, then this is not my guru. It's other's guru, but not my guru. To become my guru, either it has to be root or lineage guru. If this guru is not in our root or lineage guru, then it's not my guru. Actually, it says that the guru also should examine the disciple, and disciples should also examine the guru, whether they can become, whether they can make dharmic connection, whether they can become guru and disciple, whether they can make guru and disciple relationship. It is important to have this kind of examination. And once you accept as your guru and receive teachings, then one cannot abandon. Then whatever guru does, or whatever action that guru does, we should not lose our faith. We should have unshakable faith. Faith is very important. Faith is the base, kind of one of the base to practice Dharma. In the sutra also it says, those who don't have faith will not cultivate Dharma or virtuous deeds. Just like if the seed is scorched by fire, then it won't grow. Similarly, without faith, we cannot grow our quality or realizations, or we cannot make any progress on the spiritual path. So, and therefore, faith is important, and also to have unshakable faith is very important. Once we receive empowerments, then it will become my guru forever. There's no expiry date. it will become our guru forever. Then from guru also, from guru side also, ideally speaking, should examine the disciples, whether they have the ability to understand the Dharma, first, and second, whether they have, whether they have the wish to gain knowledge, wish to understand the dharmic meaning, or whether they can understand or not. Second, whether they have real interest in Dharma or not, and whether they have real interest in practicing Dharma or not. And third, whether they have the real unshakable devotion and faith or not. If they don't have these qualities as a disciple, then such person will not become a qualified or genuine disciple. So from the disciple side also, they should have these kind of qualities. So if Guru sees these kind of qualities, then Guru will accept this person as their own disciples. Nowadays, if Guru does something that is against our own wish, then it's easy for us to get to, it's easy for us to lose our faith. So it means that that we are not real or not a genuine followers or disciples. The most important thing is not to lose faith and accept the Guru as our Guru, not only for this life but forever. Because a Guru is the source of all our qualities, and also it is important to have the genuine faith, unshakable faith, not just superficial faith, but faith from depth of our own heart. If we have the faith, then based on this, then we can have many qualities, and based on this, then we can make great progress on the spiritual path. And also, what kind of blessings that we can get by relying on Guru depends on our own perception. If we think Guru is a real Buddha or real Vajradhara, then by praying to Guru, we can receive the blessings of Buddha or Vajradhara in our mental continuum. And if we think Guru is a real Bodhisattva and not Buddha, then by praying to such Guru, we can only receive the blessings of Bodhisattva and not the blessings of Buddha, because we see the Guru as Bodhisattva and not as Buddha. So, whether we can receive great blessing or not depends how we perceive the Guru. And especially in the Vajrayana, once we accept as a Guru, then this Guru is the combination of all the refuge. This Guru is the Buddha, Guru is the Dharma, Guru is the Sangha, Guru is the combination of all the triple gem. Guru is none other than all the triple gem. Actually, in the four lines of refuge prayers, we say taking refuge in the Guru is like the shorter version of taking refuge in the triple gem, because Guru includes all the triple gem. All the triple gems are included in the Guru. So it's like shorter version of taking refuge. Then second to fourth, these three lines taking refuge to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha separately is like the longer version of taking refuge in the three jewels of the triple gem. So, in reality, Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha are not separate, they are inseparable. But sometimes in appearance, it can appear in a different form or different aspects. But in reality, all are in the same nature or all are in Guru. Guru is Buddha, Guru is Dhamma, and Guru is the Sangha. So with such perception, we should generate strong devotion. We should generate strong faith. With strong faith, if we rely on Guru, then we can gain great knowledge. We can gain the real blessings. We can gain the real power of our Guru into our mental continuum. By relying on genuine Guru, by following the Guru's advice, Guru's teaching, then not only we can be rescued from the three lower realms, but also we can be rescued from the three higher realms also. So it means we can gain a liberation from the whole samsara, and eventually we can attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. Actually, I think there are many other topics regarding how to choose Guru, but I think today I will conclude my short talk here, and I sincerely wish that our root guru, the great Vajradhara Sajjakoma Thichen Rinpoche's blessings be with us now and always, and may we be our root guru, the 41st Koma Thichen Rinpoche's disciple, not only in this life but in all our lives. We become our guru's disciple, and we have the fortune and merit to receive his precious and profound teachings, and through this we can get great blessings, and also we can make great progress on the path, and eventually we all can gain liberation and enlightened state for the sake of all the sentient beings. And also, at the end, we should dedicate all our merits to all the today's merits along with all the others' merits to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. And especially from depth of our own heart, we should dedicate all our merits for our root guru, the great Vajradhara, 41st Koma Thichen Rinpoche, long life, good health, and done the will of Dharma far and wide, always. Thank you.